Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cowboy Bebop. We're gonna be doing a little bit something a little different today. We're gonna be doing some, how do you even explain this?
let me try it. So pretty much we're gonna be doing improvisational sales, where pretty much two of the other co-hosts are gonna describe an object and a character, and we're going to have to sell the said object as the character.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be a mess, but this is you guys like this stuff. You guys like
we're gonna make a bunch of fake products, and we're gonna read fake we're gonna perform fake ad reads for you, and then we're gonna I don't know, there might be some character work in there. We'll see. What the fuck was that just happened with your?
Were you just the devil?
Sweeney's editing his camera all fucking weird. All right, well, they're not gonna see this because this doesn't have video.
I'm just thinking
so
that
I don't know what he's doing.
God,
fucking moron, absolute dipshit. Absolute moron.
Whatever, dude. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. I made a simple mistake. Right? Eat balls and die. Fuck you.
It's like your eighth mistake in the last 10 minutes.
Hey, man. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, everybody makes mistakes.
Was that
Hannah Montana fans here? All right, cool.
Oh. No, I actually don't know Hannah Montana at all.
That's anyway.
Crazy. So how is that? That's not crazy. I'm a fucking 34-year-old male.
I mean, if you were watching Hannah Montana, that would be very strange because you were just out of the age range where it ever would have been fine. You were just at that point where there's no way it would have been okay with you watching that show.
Yeah, I don't know any of her stuff. That would be strange.
All right,
I did watch Blue's Clues a little late, I will say.
Blue's Clues?
I think I was like 12 and I was still kind of fucking with it a little bit. I was like, oh, that Blues is kind of dope.
That was me. That was me with Sesame Street.
Did you guys read the? Did you guys read the Blues Clues expanded universe novels?
No.
No. What is that?
No.
Are you serious?
I don't know if this is the bit or not.
No. What do you mean? No. The Blues. I swear. I'm not even fucking kidding.
If there was I loved Blues Clues. If there was extra characters like Magenta and stuff showed up in Spot. But there's no extended universe.
I swear to you, there was like another dog. He was Cerulean. There was another dog named Teal. There was another one named Burgundy and Vermilion, and they were like part of like this like crew that would like travel the like they were like
that
I,
doesn't
not international.
Sound too fake. But I remember there being like Spot. Eventually, there was Magenta.
You right. sounded pretty convincing. You sounded pretty convincing. You almost had me.
Why would there be a Vermilion? You know how unique of a color Vermilion is to have on Blue's Clues?
Vermilion's
that's not even a pastel color at all. Like, it just wouldn't be there.
So is Vermilion or Crimson the color of blood? Which one is it?
Crimson is the color of blood. Vermilion crimson. Is the color of like a more orange. More orange crimson is Vermilion.
Vermilion is that BuzzFeed red, where it's like it's almost orange but not quite. I love Vermilion. Mm. That's like probably my favorite. That's the shade I use for like a lot of like transitional
I
cards.
I honestly didn't even know it was a color until Slipknot released a song called Vermilion. I was like, what the fuck is that?
I learned Vermilion from Naruto. Deadass, no joke, no game.
So I was like 16. I was like, oh, okay, all right, cool.
His cloak was Vermilion. That was the color
that'll,
of the fox.
That'll be the product. That'll be the product that Sweeney has to sell the expanded universe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so
fucking
stupid.
A commercial for Blue's Clues, the expanded universe. The cinematic the expanded universe,
all the books and all the comic books. you have to somehow sell that.
Oh no!
I kind of want you. I would love for you to sell it if you're comfortable selling it as Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh man,
this is gonna be a mess, guys.
Nah, you'll
this
be fine.
Be a fucking disaster. Well, what about a time back a long time ago?
Oh,
there was a
no.
bunch of dogs and there was several kinds of colors.
I forgot. I forgot.
Blues.
Wait, hold on. Interruption. I forgot. I forgot that Sweeney doesn't know what an impression is. We have to.
What do you mean? That's not an impression of him. That's absolutely an impression of him.
You are wild. You're wild. There was a couple of
like some shit like that.
I don't like that. The mannerism was fine.
The mannerism was fine, but goddamn that voice.
Some shit, I don't know.
That's what makes it so funny.
It sounds like Bill Cosby trying his best to sound as racistly Asian as possible. That's what that sounds like.
Racistly Asian to you?
It sounds racistly Asian, yes.
That doesn't... I wasn't given any of that.
You've never heard that? Right, Derek knows what I'm talking about. That like kind of like...
it.
Sudden jolts it sound, of like syllables.
Okay. How about...
Okay. I'll try to just...
Okay. No. Well, don't do Cosby. Don't do Cosby. Oh fuck! I forgot his name. That retarded monster from the Goonies.
Sloth.
Yeah.
Sell the Blue's Clues Expanded Universe
like real quick.
Sell the Blue's Clues Expanded Universe as Sloth, but pretend to be masturbating the whole time, and then when you come, you sound normal.
Oh my god! Oh my god, this is terrible. All right, let me just look up what he sounds like real quick.
I know what he sounds like. I know what he sounds like,
but I'm not good at impressions. Look, I know he sounds like that, but I didn't want to off-rip sound like that.
That's what he sounds like. I've never even seen this movie.
And he's selling Blue's Clues. All right.
Yeah.
I think you would really enjoy this series of things. Sorry, I was a little busy there. This is the Blue's Clues Extended Universe. We find out about every single color during a rainbow. There's a dog for green, blue, red, magenta, and every color in between.
Don't forget about the war over the thinking chair.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, Steve went missing. You and Blue and all your friends helped them find where Steve went and helped them find out what happened to Paprika.
Wait, he's back to being retarded after he came?
Yeah, because his post-nut clarity is him coming back.
But
then after a while it fades and he's back into having...
The refractive period was over and now he's retarded again. Gotcha.
That's a wild premise.
Okay. All right. Who's next?
I'll go. You got to come up with something.
All right. The show is... I don't know if I'm gonna turn into that shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see a disabled person masturbate, ejaculate, become normal, and then sell a show about dogs fighting over a chair.
I think the show has to be really good if, like, you were even talking about it while you're fucking jerking off. Like, it's so important, you're like, hold on, I'm gonna jerk off, but... I gotta tell you about this show.
You see something, and you gotta go tell your friend while you're still beating your dick, and you're just not facing him.
I would like you to
give me like a service or like a device or something.
Chris, you have to sell used puppy insurance while sounding like the most stereotypical Asian person you can sound.
No, I'm not doing that. You're out of your mind.
Yeah, you are.
Nah,
bitch.
Dude, you made me sound like a disabled person. You gotta fucking step up, bitch.
No, that's not the same thing at all.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
There's no country of disableds that's gonna get angry. Like, this is no. I'm not gonna do just a joke. Give me a person at least.
You. Nah, bro. You gotta.
Wait.
You gotta sound like Fu Manchu.
don't know what that is. I don't know how that
sounds. Give him a person. Give him a person.
You gotta sound like the Asian guy from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie.
Look it up.
You gotta sound like Jackie Chan's dad or grandpa, or whoever the fuck he was.
You gotta sound like uncle.
You gotta sound like that guy. You gotta sound like that
uncle from freaking Jackie Chan Avengers.
I'll do Mr. what about Mr. Wynn?
No,
Mr. Wynn's not bad.
Okay,
that's like an Asian. That's like vaguely Asian.
You gotta sound like the Asian guy from South Park.
I don't.
Just think of stereotypical Chinese man.
Go for it, Chris. You got this. I got faith to get this, man. This is what you fucking get, bro. I've been holding on to this.
I'm trying to think of.
He's got to do it. He's got to jump in.
No, but this is an accent I've never actually done this. In any real way.
You've never done this? You're a
saint. I've actually sincerely, now that I'm thinking about it, I literally never have. So I've done Mr. Wynn's voice. But like, man.
I mean, Mr. Wynn's is kind of racist when you think about it, because it's not like an Asian guy did that fucking voice.
I know. I just can't.
Yes, do that. So, right, use that exactly.
So sell it.
Use puppy insurance.
Use puppy salesman.
All right. Scene.
Okay, all right. Hi, hello. Is your goose puppy? Your dog has seen better days. Dogs don't last for a long time. It's best to get them covered while you can. That's why we're here at Mr. Wynn. Used puppy insurance. Save you.
Oh my god, I gotta pee.
Save your dog for the future. Come on by on 59th Street and Lexington. There's dogs in window for sale. Arnold, help me. They are making me do this against my will. My daughter, I haven't seen her since the war.
I don't know.
That's fucking brilliant. That was good.
I do like the idea of used puppy insurance. I don't know, your puppy
is so
used.
That's an ancient joke from our friend group. That is an ancient joke from our friend group, like an old ass joke.
Can I say this?
By the way, Mr. Wynn's voice is awesome, and I love it. Like that's apparently like a real when I was a kid, I just thought they got some guy to do that because you know that's just what cartoons did. Like Cleveland wasn't a black guy or anything. Like you know what I mean? But that was actually like a real Vietnam. Like a real fucking person.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was just his voice.
I said that just a few minutes ago that it's probably technically racist because they probably got some white guy to do it.
No, but that's he's just racist. No.
That's how that person sounds?
So they actually... Yeah, that's why it's... actually that's, impressive.
Right. Yeah. That's why it's not racist because I was just impersonating him. Yeah, if I was doing actually, a whole race, would have been a whole problem.
Derek, you gotta sell drugs.
No. It's Chris has to.
Okay, I had a crazy one. You would have hated.
Well, we can collaborate on it.
Hold on. Don't waste it. I need to hear from Chris's mind.
Okay.
His fucking idea.
Okay. All right.
You can't bite off of Sweeney's.
Oh man. All right. I need you to sell. I need you to sell women's self-defense classes as a Cockney, like Oliver Twist British man.
Oh, man. Do I have to sound like a kid, or can I sound like a...
Now that you bring it up, now that you bring that up, you have to sound like a kid.
That's fucked up.
Okay. You have to sound like a child. You have to sound like a Cockney orphan selling women's self-defense classes.
Okay, I don't...
Please, during the time of Jack the Ripper.
Please, sir. I want some more. Okay, let me...
This is finna be ridiculous.
Hello? Are you a fucking bitch? Are you a weak... Are you a cunt twat? Are you a fucking... Of course you are. What are you talking about? You're a woman. Are you tired of getting fucking gutted by Jack the Ripper? That wonderful man, you. That fucking darling of a... That darling of a...
He loves Jack the Ripper, but he's selling women's self-defense. Like, he's selling
fake...
He's selling fake women's self-defense courses... So that they do the exact wrong thing when they're confronted with Jack the Ripper.
They do the wrong thing.
So Jack can kill him.
That's crazy.
You fucking... You twat bitch. Are you tired of getting gutted? Boy, the most famous and brilliant man alive. Then come to Oliver...
Oliver Tate. His name's Oliver.
Come to Ollie Tate.
Ollie Tate.
Ollie Tate's anti-ripper fighting
Welcome
gym.
Welcome back to Ollie Tate's women's self-defense classes. Today, we will be learning how to submit to the overwhelming prowess of a male murderer. Get on your knees, accept your fate like the cruel bitch you are.
The cruel bitch you is.
You
know, and make sure you know that you're less than the person that is attacking you. Right?
It's so much easier to sound like an adult. Like, try to keep that shit up while you're like high squeaky.
Hello, motherfucker.
I can't. Yeah,
motherfucker.
Hello, you stupid.
Stupid cunt.
You fucking rans. Oi, you rancid slide, bitch. You ever need to avoid being caught up by the fucking greatest man ever? Wield the fucking boating ever? Well, guess what?
Jack
I have
the
glasses for you. Now, if you're not a rancid fucking
You sound like a hag, dude.
Bitch,
you sound like
look,
a hag.
Look
you sound like,
your,
a,
like a kid.
Look at your husband. Now back to me. Now back at your husband. Now back to me. None of us
he
can protect
won't defend you.
None of us can protect you. Only you can protect you, you rancid slag. Come to our defense training. Come to our defense training. We will teach you how to deal with knives, primarily, because that's what we deal with over here. Knives, brawlic, bald children. With
big brolic bald children running around assaulting. Oh my fucking god! I love the idea of like Andrew. I love the idea of Andrew Tate being this person as a child, like this like young Cockney misogynist who's just going around just like intentionally weakening women for predators. That is fucking
I can imagine
horrible.
Him if we were in the 1800s, he would just have like, you know, you always see what Jack the Ripper is, what they always dress him in, like a longer top hat with the cape, whatever it's called,
like a long jacket.
That cloak, yeah, that bullshit. Like, I can literally picture him doing the same fucking thing, but just in that stupid-ass accent where he's just like,
It's funny because Andrew Tate's from America. It sucks. Of course he's from America. Of course he had to be a fucking American, technically.
I mean,
he's the worst.
He's a mutt. Fuck him. He doesn't belong to anybody. He belongs to fucking prison getting butt pumped.
Things belong to him, clearly.
Are you tired of your fucking man knocking you silly for being 2 minutes late for dinner?
Knocking you silly.
You baked the kidney pie just a little bit too much, eh?
If you tired of being a puff, well, I got the perfect thing for you here, bruv. You come to my class at 3 o'clock p.m. every fucking day, and I'll give you a rough tumble one, yeah?
You know what that reminds me of? Do you guys ever see?
I promise I won't rape you hard.
Oh my god! Do you remember that? You guys have seen Napoleon Dynamite, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of that Rex Kwando fucking guy who's like where he's teaching it's the guy in the American flag pants. He's like, bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei. Like, I can't remember who that fucking is, but I would take a class by that guy. Absolutely.
I would take a lot of classes, man.
I would take a lot of classes. All right, what's the next one? Who's who?
All right, we're circling back to you now.
Okay, let's see. What do you guys got for me?
Well, have you been thinking about anything, Chris? You want to? Because I gave him the first idea.
Yeah, I need you to sell a food subscription box called Hello Stale. And it's a food box that comes to your house every week, and it's a bunch of prepackaged, rancid and stale foods.
Is it rancid or stale? It's both.
Well, certain things are stale, certain things are rancid. Obviously, like crackers can't go rancid, but like if you get crackers,
No, they can't.
They just. What are you talking about?
They can go rancid if you leave them long enough.
No, rancid is a very specific thing. Listen, everything in the box is not good. It's matter. You know, it will sustain you. It'll make you sick. It'll keep you alive, but it'll make you sick, right? So that's kind of the trade off. It's very, very cheap and affordable because of this. Because it's all of the stuff that HelloFresh didn't get to ship out, or it's all of the stuff that no one else wanted. So it's things like half-eaten saltines,
milk, just bags of milk.
Yeah, bags of milk.
Old eggs that are moving.
Yeah. So you need to sell that and sell it well as what do you think, Derek?
So you're gonna be selling Hello Stale. Hello Stale as Marcus Phoenix.
yeah, there you go.
Go.
Guys! You ever tired of your food being, pleasant and palatable to your tongue? Well, with my new service, Hello Stale, we'll bring you the most fucked up food to ever can forage for in your fucking lives.
They're using a worm.
It's oozing worms. Here's some old bread, bags of rancid breast milk. We know you fuckers want this. We got old apples that have colonies of maggots in them. There's also these things called empanadas, but they're empa-fa, frags out, boom,
frag,
boom,
frag. What's the pricing? How much are they?
This will run you about $16 USD.
That's so much
for fucking rancid food.
For expired food.
I think that's more expensive than HelloFresh.
That's more expensive than HelloFresh. Especially with our ad, it's way more expensive than HelloFresh.
Dom, are you hungry?
Are you ever hungry? Coltrane loves this. He says verbatim, I can't wait. I'm a happy ass nigga in this. That's what Coltrane says. I'm just reiterating what he says. I'm just quoting Cole saying nigga. I'm not exactly saying it myself.
Think of me as an English teacher. I love
that. That was fucking horrible.
It's like me reading Huck Finn. I am not a racist. I didn't do anything.
I'm not racist. I just really enjoy the parts where N-word Jim is involved. That's it.
I love it.
Boom.
That's a sick ass fucking name, dude. I'm like
N-word Jim.
N-word
yeah,
Jim is
it's fire.
That's a fucking.
It's fire. I don't care. Always,
anytime I've heard that, I was like, that fucking rolls off the tongue way too good.
That shit's fire. I'm sorry.
It's phonetically perfect.
N-word Jim Crow. That shit just flows. Oh, it just keeps
man,
going.
Come on, man.
All right, let's.
I wish I was. I wish I could name my son Jimothy
Crow. How many boxes
Crow.
Do you want, Dom?
Just.
Jimothy.
Do you want any for Maria?
Oh, never mind.
How many?
Want me to do Dom?
When my friend Dom lost
Yo no
his
sé,
wife
Maria
and
is dead. Maria es muerto. No. No, no tengo, no tengo esa comer, no comida. Yo no sé.
When my
what
friend Dom lost
language?
His, when my friend Dom lost his wife in the war, he could hardly eat a thing. Until we got Hello Stale.
Hello Stale. We got Hello Stale.
Now we can't stop
all your
eating.
Locust killing needs.
Now we can't
when
stop.
When you're mad world and you're hungry, remember. Remember Hello Stale.
That'll be the ad.
Your
it'll have mad world in the background.
Yeah. Dude, your audio is like
it's horrible. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's gonna be a
I'm
fucking.
I'm so sorry.
But it's gonna add to it. But like,
it's gonna
it's
suck.
It's gonna
yeah.
sound horrible.
I'm so sorry.
I'm looking forward to hearing it. Back.
I don't know why you
look, dude. It's that's how he sounds. Like, damn. Wait.
Yeah. I would suggest if you're gonna do that in future, turn down your gain.
Turn down my gain all the way.
Yeah, gotcha. While you're doing it. Yeah, and then you can turn it back up. But that was fun.
That was good.
Being
all right,
Marcus
what's next?
Always
all right, one for Chris. Who was I gonna choose? What was I gonna choose? Oh man, I had a great one in my head and I forgot about it.
Oh, damn.
Chris, you have to sell flotation devices for the blind deaf. You have to sell. You gotta sell Anne Frank's hide and seek strategies.
What do you mean?
It's pretty much like a professional hide and seek thing now. But in this world, hide and seek has become professional, and okay. Now you have to sell Anne Frank's hide and seek strategies because she's clearly the best person at hiding in history.
Well, she wasn't though.
She's pretty good. She lasted a pretty good 4 days. Is a pretty long time. I don't know. All I'm saying is that.
I mean, all right. I'll see what I can do with that.
But
I guess
you have to sound like. The Foghorn Leghorn as you do it.
What? All right. So set this world up a little bit for me. So like it is year
2025. Hide and seek has become the most widely acclaimed sport because anyone can play it and anyone has the potential of being good at it. You are going from house to house drafting people. And you, there's a draft for some reason for the hide and seek competition. Yeah.
There's
it's
a draft
for you to play. You have to play.
You have to play. You have to play for at least 3 years.
Okay.
But and you're there are several competing teams. There's several competing fight. It's like styles. And you're coming to this door, and there's a small little impressionable boy. He's like, you have to sell it to him. Anne Frank's no Nazis won't get me hide and seek classes. Nazis, not today.
I'm gonna ignore the little boy, but world. Okay, so the world is that's the world. There's a hide and seek draft, and I'm selling strategy guides, authored by Anne Frank as Foghorn Leghorn. It's a fucking baffling. All right. Oh man.
Ding dong. Opens door.
Door opens.
Door opens.
I see you there. Which is already a big problem. If you're to get good at this here, boy, you got to check out Anne Frank's strategy guides for hiding.
Now, I say it's not going to be easy. There's a draft coming up. We all know what it is. It's that time. But if you buy this book, you might even be able to avoid the draft altogether. Because I say they might not. Learn all sorts of tips and tricks about finding small places in attics, basements, attics.
Nazi occupied Germany.
Germany specifically. Attics. All this and more in Anne Frank's Hide and Seek Specialty Hide and Seek Guide Strategy Guide for the Draft for the Games Drafting Guide. Now I say, where are you? I don't see you. I'm just kidding. I still see you because you didn't buy the damn book. Buy the book. 1-800-ANN-FRANK. That actually works, I think.
Just Anne Frank?
Anne Frank.
It does. No.
Ah, damn,
it's
almost.
Too many.
It's
almost.
One too many.
Yeah, it's one too many.
Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Anne Fran.
Anne Francisco,
Anne
I tell
Fran.
You.
Anne Fran. I like that. Anne Fran.
Yeah. And if you call within the next 10 minutes, I say, you get 10% off. But that's it. That's it. That's
10% off.
That's it. You get 10% off. You know, the problem with that is, like, she really wasn't a good hider.
She's pretty decent, though.
I think the whole thing was just about her diary was what was the... The whole appeal of it wasn't.
She hid pretty well. Like she hid for days, bro. Everybody else got wiped out within a few hours. That girl hid for days, bro.
I mean,
relative,
I'm not,
you know.
No, I don't think that's necessarily true because it's more like you know what I mean. Because like we only know that because she had a diary. There's probably like a bunch of people who just didn't keep diaries who were way better at hiding.
That's you true. Know what
I mean? I mean, they're so good at hiding that we haven't even found their fucking diaries.
That's true.
So I don't know, man. I think maybe Anne Frank's no disrespect to Anne Frank, but
disrespect to Anne Frank. Maximum disrespect to Anne.
Do you guys remember when Justin Bieber was like, I think Anne Frank would have been a fan of mine? Do you remember that?
I do. That was a legendary period of time, bro.
That was like fucking bizarre. That was like 2012. That was one of the first instances of me like paying attention to celebrity culture and being like, wow. It's really insane out there for someone to say something like that.
I think that's funny as fuck. I think Anne Frank would be a fan of mine.
I think personally, I think she'd be a fan of this podcast. I think she would be a patron of this podcast.
You know what's crazy? I really think Mussolini would be a fan of our podcast, and that'd make me sad.
Mussolini? Why?
Yeah, sweet to say.
It's a me.
You like a little pizza?
Oh no! Whoa! They're dragging me through the streets. Do 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 do.
They drag.
He tries to run away. Gets in a pot.
Can you imagine? Sincerely, how annoying it would be to be dragged through the streets.
Annoying? That's not really
horrible.
The word that I would use.
I feel like it would be pretty annoying.
If it's dreadful.
Can you imagine Benito Mussolini tied up in a rope being dragged across like pavement cement and he's just like, oh, God damn it.
He's just annoyed.
Because they're not moving very fast.
He's making sharp turns and his body is like slamming against the curb and like nailing into trees on the side like and he's like, oh god damn it, you gotta be kidding me.
There's like a patch of dirt in him, he's like so upset, like, oh fuck man.
His rib cage is his sternum is touching his nose because he's been
he's in such bad shape
but he's still just like, oh, you gotta be, how long are they gonna do this god.
He's somehow as durable as Spider-Man somehow through some means, all the pasta and hating people of different colors. And he's somehow just as strong as Peter Parker, and you're like, yo, he's still not dead?
It's the hatred mixed with all the starch.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine at his house, at his funeral, they were playing the "You Gotta Jump Up in the Air, Jump Up, Don't Be Scared"?
Oh, the fucking New Dog City
Odyssey theme.
Hey Mussolini, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. You can come here, Mussolini.
Seth Rogen.
Versus, now you die.
No, that'll be it. That'll be like, all right. Let's do our ideal Smash Brothers roster in the voice. Like, all right. Let's. So I'll go first. I'll start it up. Benito Mussolini.
What is?
I mean, I guess we kind of had to. And Frank!
Nick Fuentes!
Yo, that would be pretty dope, actually.
You know what makes it even funnier? We know that person. We know that person personally. That's so fucking hilarious. I wonder if he would hear this. That'd be so hilarious.
Nah, he would hate this.
He would absolutely despise it.
And Frank in Smash Brothers.
And Frank! Oh, yeah, dude.
That is fucking crazy.
Who else? Jack the Ripper.
That would be sick.
No. It's.
You don't see his face.
Yeah. It would be completely. He'll have like alternate skins where you could put your face on it if you want.
Your me on it.
Yeah, you put your me in Jack the Ripper's clothes.
Yeah, I like that.
It would just be. It would just be your me. It'd be your me designed like it is in the game, all like blocky, but it would be stretched to fit over this tall man in a trench coat.
R. Kelly.
Yeah, dude.
David Blaine.
Chris Angel.
Chris Angel would be dope.
Joji.
Why are you whispering
Joji.
It?
Joji.
He doesn't Joji. Say it like that. Yeah, he'd be like, Joji!
Joji! Joji!
Yeah.
Who's someone that has no business in a fighting game at all? Like,
Jordan Peterson! Sick as fuck.
You're going down, bucko.
Lady You're going fucking, sick, fucking down.
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh my god.
Kyle Rittenhouse has an ability where in the beginning of the game, if he guesses the, like, you guys ever played Dragon Ball Z Budokai games? When you're doing like the dragon chase, how you have to guess the button. If they guess the right button, they continue the combo.
If he guesses
the right button, he'll kill you. You die the very beginning. You die, and then his fucking, and then his victory scream is him crying, having a panic attack.
That's awesome. This episode has become our ideal Smash Brothers, roster. Kyle Rittenhouse.
Kyle Rittenhouse overpowered because you could potentially get one stock free immediately if you guess right. So everyone picks Kyle.
We're just picking a bunch of dumb assholes. Like
who else? Who else would be
Paul
a cool one?
Joseph Watson.
He's got big hands.
Like, you can't break free of his grapples. You can't break free of his grapples. Bam. If he grabs you, you just grab. That's it. You can't break free.
Yeah.
You can't mash out. You're just like, well, I'm
grabbed. He's the best grappler of all time, of all Smash. There's no better.
And it would still have like Diddy Kong.
An extra from Dodgeball.
Just a random fucking Doug asshole.
Funny, and it's like,
dude, how they get that licensing? I'd be dope.
That'd be Doug fucking. Funny? I would love all of this. I would love to see all of this happen. Like,
yeah, it's absolutely.
I really like the idea of Rittenhouse and Smash. I think that'd be so funny. But
Kyle
that intro mechanic is so hilarious. And I shot him.
Young Sheldon. Oh, no.
Bazinga.
Yeah. Bazinga, my nigga.
Bazinga. What's the name of that black dude that was trying to run for office in Florida? That idiot football player? The one that almost won?
Oh, no, that was Georgia.
What was his name?
Herschel Walker. And that nigga wouldn't even know where he's at. He's like, What's happening?
My head. Well, I got hit too many times.
I like football. I like football.
I like football.
J.K. Rowling. That'd be sick as fuck.
J.K. Rowling really hate. It'd be like J.K. Rowling. It'd be an expansion pass. It'd be the LGBT expansion pass, right? And it'd be James Charles, Shane Dawson. What's the name of that one that said the N-word a bunch on the MySpace? What's it called?
Jeffree Star.
Jeffree Star. And J.K. Rowling. It'd be the LGBTQ expansion.
That'd be fun.
I like J.K. Rowling having like a Quidditch broom, but like all the female characters, she just tries to hand the broom to them. Where it's like you're a woman, just trying to reinforce that like they're a woman. So she doesn't
She does extra damage to people of different race groups.
Yeah,
like she does
if there's a trans character, she's like fucking. Her damages is times three.
It'd be like Marth's Tipper, but every move does that.
Here's a fun hypothetical. What would be your Harry Potter J.K. Rowling name, given the way that she named, like, what was that guy's name? Like Slavey McShacklefoot or whatever the fuck his name was?
No, his name is like is something McShacklefoot though, actually.
What's I think my name would just be like name? Serious Nigga or something like that.
Niggerous Black.
Niggy is Black. Niggerous
Black. Mine would be like Nigga McPlatino or some shit like that.
It would be just Blackitus or something. Just something stupid. It would have to be have Black in it or something.
Blackitus. What do Puerto Ricans
like? How many black people are in Harry Potter?
In the book, maybe like five. Like yeah. five, I think.
Well, there's Snape.
There's Sirius Black.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, one of the only few niggas in Harry Potter has black in his fucking name.
No, Sirius Black isn't black. Sirius Black is not black.
No, he's black by default.
But Snape is.
You know what's crazy? Sirius Black is my favorite character in Harry Potter. The moment I heard his name, because that's a cool ass name.
I have a feeling because like. This I've heard this from two other niggas,
serial Snapist.
And I was like, is it because of his name?
I think it
because
was
because no joke, like a couple of my black friends were like, yeah, I don't know shit about Harry Potter, and I had to look up this Sirius Black gentleman. And I'm like, oh, he's not even black. I thought he was.
Oh, he's not even black.
He's not even black. That's not that serious then. The fuck.
I like his name, man. That's a cool ass fucking name, Sirius Black.
Did you know Sirius is like a real fucking name that UK fags use?
It's a consolation.
Like, there's a guy that went to UC Riverside because my brother went there, and his name is Lord Sirius. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Well, Sirius, it's a consolation. That's why people get the name Sirius from.
Aww.
It sounds stupid. It's a dumbass name. It's like naming someone Ursa Major. It's fucking dumb.
Young Mr. Shacklefoot
Sheldon.
Mr. Shacklefoot, you know that you're learning. Your learning time is not at this time. Now back to the field where thou belongs.
I couldn't help but notice you're busy learning off of school hours.
Shut up, nigger!
Oh my god,
nigger McBiggis, Garnus McShlongus, he makes him disappear.
Bitches, niggas! Oh fuck!
Bitches. And you like. That what spell is that?
What
is
bitches,
that?
Nigga,
what does it do? What
you
does
die.
It do?
You just die. It's a gun. It's just a gun. Your
it turns your shoes whack.
A gun and it shows kills
your, it turns your kicks like whack. You get like the wackest fucking shoes. Like you have like off brand. You have like Adidas or something, and then everybody just laughs at you.
What happens is it turns your shoes whack, and then all of the niggas in a 100-mile radius can smell your shoes are whack, and they will come after you. And you gotta avoid them. And for some reason, Juan Weasley is so good at that spell attracts to Ron.
What'd you say? Did you say
like
Juan?
If someone uses it, Ron. Juan Weasley.
Juan Weasley.
Juan Weasley. Juan.
I don't know who that is.
Ron, you know who Ron Weasley is? That's pretty crazy. No. Ron Weasley's Harry's best friend. He's the fuck up of the group.
Yeah, yeah.
So is he the redhead one?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the redheaded. Okay, he's the redheaded guy.
He got
snaped.
That's fucking crazy that I didn't know his name this entire time.
That's pretty crazy too.
Because I've heard Harmony. Am I saying that wrong?
That's wild.
Harmony.
You messing it up is making me forget how to pronounce it. Actually,
Harmony.
Hermione.
What is it?
Hermione. I was like, that's not how you say it.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that on purpose. I just don't. Yeah, I know things like
when you were saying that, Dumbledore, it sounded like fucking, Snape. It sounded like fucking like me. Hi me, no, I'm me. Hi me. It was like fucking now, really
that's
fucking
a good
me up.
Smash character right there. That's
Doodle
good.
Bob.
I think it's crazy.
Doodle Bob. That's
Doodle Bob.
That'd be sick.
Saddam Hussein.
I'm not even. That's actually fucking Arabic. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. Is it really? What is it?
That's pretty cool.
I think it means like retard.
No way it means that.
I think you're out of your fucking mind. I'm dead serious. I think it does mean retard.
Let's see. Let's look it up on Google.
Look it up. I think it does. I could be wrong.
Retard. And, oh my god! How's it gonna pop up? Let's see. Okay, Yukar. Hold on. Let me. Yurakiru. Hey.
I feel like we're being disrespectful now. I'm gonna stop there. I feel like I'm being a little rude.
Yurakiru. Now we're being disrespectful.
Oh yeah, the sloth thing was kind of the intro to it.
Yeah.
Ooh, Walt Jr. Open the door.
Oh my God! Stop it.
Open the door.
Are you tired of waiting in line at the bank?
That video of that guy.
Cash app.
That video of that guy going up to that Ring camera doorbell and like, open the door. Opening your it sounds like fucking Walt Jr. and it fucking kills me
perfectly
every time I see it. That would scare me more than anything. I think like if I saw like flying saucers in the sky or like a demon or something like that, those would scare me less than seeing that guy outside my fucking door.
I would be so stressed. The way he's standing like this, like he's a fucking Greek.
He's standing in cursive outside the fucking door, and it's
looks like an embryo. He looks like an embryo, but a person-sized embryo, does. Right up against the window. Open your door.
It's so fucking scary.
Oh my god, guys. Okay, I think we're gonna call it there. I think that.
Imagine hitting that guy. Like he just.
I feel like if you hit him, you'll get corruption. You'll take some sort of residual bad thing will happen
what,
if you hit him.
What if you hit him? What if you hit him and you find out? What if you hit him and he gets knocked on the floor and he goes like I'm on your floor.
I'm on the floor.
He can only rhyme.
I'm on the floor. I can't think no more.
I'm on your floor. Open your door.
I can't think no more. Your mom's a whore.
What you say, nigga?
Okay, all right. So here's the thing. So is that guy mentally disabled?
Or is he just
on drugs and crazy? Because if he's disabled,
fantastic actor.
then we're fantastic actor.
He might be fucking just getting the role of his life. Like, bro, this guy. I don't know what we're gonna put him in, but we're gonna put him in something.
This is like one of the
and that's why it's on Patreon.
This moment, like these are the moments where like I try to convince myself I'm not that bad of a guy, and then like moments like this ring in my head, and I'm like, oh shit.
I don't, it's comedy, bro.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. We're just fucking around here. But then you got people like that. What's that guy's name? Seth, Seth Computer Man, who,
Green,
you know?
Oh, Seth the programmer who's like, I don't know, like grooming people?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
those,
you know, no, we can say as much fucked up shit as we want. It will. I will never feel that bad about it because I just know that there are demons out there doing fucking crazy shit. And now that
just
I know that
real creatures.
Yeah, and now that I know
well,
that,
like the scale.
Like, what are people gonna do? Like, oh, they hear this podcast and hear that we're being like complete assholes. And then what are they gonna do? What are you gonna do to us? Bill Cosby.
They're gonna
is
come to our door and be like, "Opening you it."
Bill Cosby is touring again. Bill Cosby is touring again after raping
that,
millions of women, probably. You're not gonna touch us.
at least.
Yo, at least bare minimum, at least dozens. You know? At least
a few hundred thousand, you know.
Dozens fucking
at least a few hundred thousand. And that's that's at least. That's if he was taking his time.
Think about it. Think about all the women that came out, like that magazine that showed like all of those women. Think about that. Those are just the ones that came.
It was
out.
Like a fucking yearbook.
Like yeah, dude. And if fucking, do you know what this reminded me of? Tariq Nasheed. I forgot about this nigga. He was fucking complaining. Oh, how racist. They there's no black people. He was like, I don't even know what it was. It was like he was complaining like as if there was no black women on the magazine. That he was mad that there weren't like more black women getting
raped.
Yeah,
he was mad that he wasn't.
Conceptualize that.
Yeah, he was like, I'm really angry that Bill Cosby wasn't a diverse rapist. That's what really pisses me off the most.
That's insane.
I was like, this is the crazy. That motherfucker though was pretty good though, because he did that to me one time too, where I almost got mugged, right? Like this cholo came up and he tried to knock me out. And this is in 2016 before I went to Greece. I told the story and he fucking was like, oh, you're just trying to like make black people look bad and shit. And I'm like, this motherfucker's a genius, because number one, I say it's a cholo. The thumbnail has a cholo on it. There's no distinction. But I'm just like, I love this guy because his audience is so fucking dumb that like they're not gonna even check. And I was like, this guy, I like his style. I kind of miss that shit a little bit,
I wonder what he's doing. Like, it was fun when you just had idiots. Like, the thing is it's like now people aren't like, they're still dumb, but they're not as like outward about it. It's not like obvious. It's you have to like, they go out of their way to misinterpret things in a way that services their kind of argument. But they don't just – it's not like the dumb people, like Steve Shives or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we used to have movie – do you remember fucking Movie Bob?
Oh, Movie Bob.
Dude,
what a
movie
darling.
Movie Bob was so fucking funny. What a genuine dumbass. Like, so many stupid –
what a darling.
Dude, like, genuinely –
his takes
were
unbelievable.
Unreal. like some of the dumbest shit I've ever seen. And it's –
what
it's,
a darling.
It's just like crazy. That stuff is so charming. I miss that shit compared to the shit that's coming out now, because the shit that's coming out now is pretty fucking dangerous, like Club Q type shit. You know, if you know what I mean. The results of the dumb shit that they're peddling now is getting people hurt versus just, like you said, a Movie Bob or Steve Shive, innocent retards. Like that was fun. That was fun, dude.
Oh my god.
Take me back, bro. Take me back. I don't know, whatever. I'm fine, I guess.
Yeah,
what?
All right. I don't even know what
we're
doing.
I mean, this is a mess.
This is a mess.
I think this was goated. I think I guarantee you the consensus will be that this is like the best thing we've ever done.
I think people are going to be like, what the fuck was this? They're going to be so confused.
People don't want their money back, but you can't. We already spent it. Sorry.
No. Metaphorically, they need more of this heroin. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, more chaos, please.
Look, guys. All I'm saying is that, you know, say the N-word, but, like, just watch who you say it around, you know? Like, just like, don't say it in front of everybody. Like, if you're going to say the N-word, keep it around people that you know are going to be okay with you saying it. Don't, like, go to a different area and be like, hey, the first black person you see, don't call him the N-word. That's just not smart.
Oh, by the way, I can't support Bill Cosby, but I can take PayPal donations.
Exactly.
And then you give me money, and I will go see his show, and I will let you know.
I'm not going to this.
What you guys should do is you guys should go.
And
to,
how many women he raped at the show? I will let you know.
You guys should go.
If you go, you should run on stage, and try to touch him a little bit.
You should go. You guys should go to twitch.tv/TomSweeney.
Can you imagine if somebody ran on stage and molested Bill Cosby on stage in the middle of his
comeback tour? That would be crazy.
They're just splashing with chloroform.
You know what he would do? Like, he's probably like completely like, you know how he's all decrepit and like all old now.
But then when it comes to sexual assault, it's like he's 20 again.
He'll immediately pop into it and flip it around on them.
He starts fondling them something crazy.
He literally has the clothes off in one second. Have you ever seen that video?
You ever seen that video of that guy holding another person over his shoulder with his fist up his ass? It's like two Hispanic dudes and one dude's like has a fist of another guy's ass.
No,
it'll be literally that.
Bunty used to Photoshop. He used to send this picture around that was like his face Photoshopped on that guy, and it was so fucking funny.
Bunty.
All right. Well,
rest in peace.
Oh, he died?
Yeah.
That sucks.
He died.
He died literally right now. It sucks.
Right now,
bro. I'd feel so bad if I checked my social media and said rest in peace.
Let's go.
Goodbye, everybody.
Later, right,
that was
y'all.
That was today's episode of Cowboy Bebop. Come back next week. I don't know.
I can't do that. Can you get that high? Okay, I'm totally.
All right, bye.
I'm turning this off.
Absolute cancer.